Welcome to the Mark and Embark podcast by Scout My Trip. My name is Myra and I'm going to be your host for this episode. A big thank you to all of those joining in this no-nonsense podcast about road tripping in India and beyond. Each episode will exclusively delve deep into destinations, on and off the highway, hidden gems, automotive news, road tripping people, and how to road trip smartly. Come, let's mark and embark on a road trip. Today, we're going to be talking about traveling to Nagaland. Here are five things you should know before your road trip. Nagaland is a state in northeast India, bordering Assam, Arunachal Pradesh, Myanmar, and Manipur. It is one of the smallest states in India, with an area of 16,579 square kilometers. It has a great variety of flora and fauna, with deep and rich heritage. If you're planning to travel to Nagaland, and you should, it'll be nice to remember these cool facts before you go. It's such a wonderful place that knowing a bit more than every other tourist there will add another level of enjoyment to your road trip. So here are the five things you should know before you travel to Nagaland. First, you need an inner line permit to enter. Nagaland is one of the few states in India for which you need a permit to enter. Nagaland is very welcoming of visitors and all you need to do is get an inner line permit from the government. The Nagaland government provides these permits to tourists to allow them to stay there temporarily. However, you can visit Dimapur, the largest city in Nagaland, without an inner line permit. So when you travel to Nagaland, make sure you get this permit from the government if you want to see everything that Nagaland has to offer. It'll make for a wonderful road trip. Secondly, one of the world's hottest chili peppers originated here. It's called Bhoot Jolokia or Ghost Pepper, and it was once considered the hottest chili ever according to the Scoville scale. In 2007, the Guinness World Record certified that it was the hottest in the world. This comes out to over 1 million Scoville heat units on the Scoville scale. It was overtaken by new strains in 2011, but it remains one of the hottest in the world even now. It is approximately 400 times hotter than Tabasco sauce, so do try it if you dare when you travel to Nagaland. Thirdly, one of the largest indigenous celebrations, the Hornbill Festival. Nagaland is a wonderful destination for a road trip. In fact, December is a great time to travel to Nagaland as you'll be able to experience the Hornbill Festival, one of the biggest festivals in the state. It's named after a bird species, the hornbill, which is one of the most honored in the region. They celebrate the importance of this bird in their fiestas and performances. This festival, held in the first week of December, is the initiative of indigenous warrior tribes. In fact, all of these tribes even have their own unique festivals and celebrations. It is rightly said that Nagaland is the land of festivals. At least once a year for the Hornbill Festival, all tribes come together to celebrate, and it is a great example of the unity and peaceful coexistence they share. In fact, the Hornbill Festival has contributed greatly to the influx of tourism in Nagaland. It has led to a year-on-year increase in tourism revenue for the state. Fourthly, there are over 100 tribes native to Nagaland. When you travel to Nagaland, you will see a variety of tribes. Each of these tribes has their own languages, customs, dialects, and traditional clothing. Out of these, 17 tribes have been recognized by the government. Some of them are the Angami, Chang, Konyak, Fom, Rengma, Sumi, and Kuki. There are so many more, and you can read more about it in the blog link in the show notes below. On a road trip across Nagaland, you'll be able to see different tribes in the native regions, which they take a lot of pride in. In fact, all these tribes have their own festivals happening. So whenever you travel to Nagaland, you are likely to come across at least one festival happening at the time. It is surely heartwarming to see people respect and love their heritage and culture in this day and age. Fifthly, the Longwa village is in two countries. The Longwa village in Mon district is located on the border of India and Myanmar. It is one of the biggest villages in Mon district, located around 42 kilometers away from Mon town. The village has the home of the chief, the Ankh. One half of the Ankh's house is within Indian borders, and the other half of his house is in Myanmar territory. So even though the village is in two different countries, It is ruled by the Ang. All residents of the village have dual citizenship. The Ang, accompanied by the village council chairman, rules over more than 60 villages of the Konyak tribe, which extends to Arunachal Pradesh as well as Myanmar. It is a place of great natural beauty as well, with four rivers flowing through the village, two in Indian territory and two on the Myanmar side. So what's your favorite fact out of all these? Are you looking forward to soaking in the culture, visiting the Hornbill Festival or trying some spicy Bhut Jolokia dishes? Or do you have another fun fact about Nagaland in mind? Maybe it's something we haven't heard of before. Do share them with us in the comments below. Well folks, that's all for today. You can find our blog link in the show notes below if you'd like to read more about this topic. Also, tell us your thoughts in the comments below and find us on our social media channels if you haven't already. Until next time, may the force be with you.